What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jeff Hathorn in with Bob and I in Limits for the whole 1 o'clock hour, and it's almost over for God's sakes because of the fun we're having. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, you mentioned it earlier today, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. The Chargers social media team taking shots at the Steelers left and right.
Yeah, the Steelers were a loser in that. Also a loser.
I think the Chargers were the loser in that. Who are they to make fun of anybody?
Well, I think the Chargers had the best one of any, but the Colts, they're a loser.
Yeah, the Colts.
They had to take their video down.
What did they do?
They made a joke with Tyreek Hill, and they also did something else. I think Microsoft didn't approve of their schedule.
Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
Oh, my God.
But it was his jersey that was actually arrested, not him.
Yeah. And what? Tyreek Hill, according to Drew Rosenhaus, thought it was funny.
I mean, I don't know why these sites have to do all this stuff.
Yeah, why do they have to do all this?
Have to go to that extent.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We did a blind game-by-game prediction on the Steelers season. We have no idea what the records came out as. Jeff, unfortunately, joined us midstream. What do you think the Steelers are going to finish this year, Jeff?
So I've done a bunch of these, just playing around, and I've been anywhere from 7 to 10 wins, which is shocking. But I think 8 and 9.
8 and 9, so missed the playoffs. All right, tell us what we wound up with, Limits. I'm curious to hear what my record was.
Well, Joe, you were right on the border of another Tomlin winning year. 8-8-1 with a tie against the Browns on the road. Joe, it continues.
Yeah, that's no surprise. How about Bob? This is the one I'm really curious about.
Bob had a tie as well. Bob, the most optimistic of the three of us. Bob has 10-6-1.
Wow.
I didn't know I did that.
Interesting, Bob.
Honestly, I
thought you picked more wins?
No, I thought I picked fewer wins. I don't know what I was thought. I mean, we went through it one by one. It was over the course of 2 hours, so I couldn't remember what we did.
I mean, that sounds reasonable. 10-6-1. Anywhere from 8 to 10 wins is where they're going to finish.
That early bye is a killer. I mean, the fact that they've got to go pretty much all of October all the way through.
Yeah, that could be by the end is going to be rough. Limits, what did you pick?
I ended up a little bit more opportunistic than I thought. I picked them at 10-7. Which is what I think they are with Aaron
Rodgers.
Well,
you're giving Bob grief, and you had 10 wins as well.
The only difference was a tie.
I know.
So you both think they're going to the playoffs, obviously.
As potentially the final wild card, yes.
Yeah, it would have to be a wild card, right.
I think they missed this year. All right, the Buccos came up, they came up big, I guess, last night. They hit 2 home runs, Jeff. They finally won a game.
4 runs seemed like 4 touchdowns.
I mean, it was unreal.
I mean, that home run. You know, they lucked out because the grip started getting bad, and what's his face, the old closer, Clay Holmes, has this new grip with a change.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he had a problem with that because he served up a meatball to Gorski, who hammered it through that rain.
Did you enjoy the game, Bob?
I thought it was, again, well pitched. In their last five starts, they've given up a grand total of five runs, and they don't have much to show for it. In this series alone, they should have swept the Mets, who had the 17-4 record at home. They go in there, and Skeens gives up one. Keller gives up two. They show a shutout last night. You should have three wins, and they had two losses.
If you would have told me, if you would have given me the numbers on their pitching to this point in the season and made me guess their record, I'd say probably 500 because I knew the lineup was bad. But they have what other people crave, which is starting pitching. There's just no support for it, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Heaney continues to pitch well, and so does Bubba Chandler. So Heaney might be involved in some kind of deal that could bring them a bat. Because, man, it's just – and it's not like – I mean, you're looking at Horwitz and Andy Rodriguez and Nick Gonzalez to save the day. Maybe they're an improvement, but it's not going to be that big.
Jeff, thank you for joining us. Bob, what a wonderful man you've become.
I'm just watching these drives. It's unbelievable. Hovland just hit one 316, and he's 40 yards behind DeChambeau.
It's crazy. Limits, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful night.
Good night, everybody.
Jeff, take care.
See you, boys.
Good night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.